everybody came out of this healthy. It was great to get the rookies some work and the quarterback some work. Today, Michael had the day off like we've done for the last 14 years here. The starting quarterback gets us the morning practice off. So we have the veterans coming in this evening, this afternoon, this evening's meeting. Be the first meeting with them after their physicals and they get their equipment, and then we kick it off tomorrow afternoon with a 10-10-10. Time's yours.
Andy, how nice is it to have all your veterans? You know they're all going to show up. There's really no contract situations with all the rookies signed up. How nice is it to start camp like that?
Having everybody here is, I think, is a plus. You just from a continuity standpoint, team camaraderie, one less distraction, right? So I think it's absolutely a plus. I'm glad the league worked all that out and it's set up the way it is today.
Yeah. Simon McBriar today. What's it say about, you know, thoughts on Henry and that competition?
Well, listen, it should be great competition. That's what we're trying to do. I mentioned that at all the positions, we're really trying to create that. So you're talking about a kid that is one of the best in the National Football League. He's coming off an injury, so we'll have to see how that all works out, and he works through that. But he had a good workout and obviously impressed us there. So I wouldn't expect Chaz to bow down to him at all. He's going to come out and compete, and it should be a good battle.
Speaking of that injury, he had an operation. What can you tell us about that? It was a drop foot problem?
Yeah, he had a cyst on a nerve. They removed the cyst. It created a drop foot nerve damage. And so it's coming back. And we didn't work him out earlier because of that. This was a time that he felt comfortable doing it, and the doctors felt comfortable doing it. So he wears a brace there. I tell you, it's similar to J.R. Reed's, but not quite as severe.
And he isn't totally healed from that?
He's not totally healed, but he's close, about 90%, you'd say.
Andy, during OTAs, that there just seemed to be a feeling amongst the guys of excitement, purpose. Mm-hmm. How much do you look forward to that carrying over into training camp? And do you think it will, even through the grind of these next 3.5 weeks?
Yeah, no, I think it will. I've had a chance to talk to a number of the players, so I'm feeling that same energy that they left with. You saw the young guys here that went through our OTAs. They felt that energy. They created it out here again. And then you look at your quarterbacks, so you've got a couple veteran ones in there. They felt it, and they brought it to these practices. So I think it will carry over. And they'll need that. Right. This isn't an easy thing that you go through in camp. So they'll need that energy, especially after that first week.
Andy, what's your reaction to knowing that some of your players led by Vic are saying this is an opportunity to do over what they didn't do last season, that they're using last year as a motivator?
Well, I think that's human nature. I think that's a natural thing. We obviously didn't play well enough last year. We finished strong. Take what you learned there and let's go. And so I think that's a positive thing.
And you put in Shanker yesterday, and he's been signed with New England. Is tight end still a position you're looking at, maybe even
shopping? Listen, we're keeping all our options open. So, and it has nothing to do with Clay or Selleck and coming off the end. That's not what it is. We're just there were a couple good tight ends out there that we liked and thought we'd look at. And so that's really where that went, yeah.
No, we don't. How's Patterson doing? We saw him out there exercising.
Yeah, you know, he's been working out every day. He feels great. He just doesn't have the doctor's clearance, so we're okay with that. We just want to make sure that he's all right. That's the primary thing, especially when you start talking about brain surgery. Right? That's not a common thing in the National Football League, so you take precautionary measures and make sure that the kid's okay before you put him out and let him play.
A couple days in, but is it fair to say that Cliff Harris flashed a little bit so far?
You know, he did some good things. He did some good things. Yesterday he learned a couple lessons, right, down in the red zone, but it looked like we ran the same route against him again today, and he broke it up. So that's a good sign that they can learn from their mistakes.
With Cliff, you know, you have a lot of guys here. You have several rookies like Demaryius Johnson who've had some issues off the field, but Cliff's had a whole bunch of issues. How do you – does that make you more wary?
Well, listen, we have a strong team, and hopefully he learned from his mistakes. So you put him in and you bank on the veterans helping teach him, the coaches help teach him, and then hopefully he learned from what he did before and he doesn't do it again.
So. Andy, what are some of the biggest benefits these rookies get with the individual attention before the vets come in and before the pads come on over the past couple of days?
Yeah, probably the biggest thing is they get the first three installs. So when the veterans come in, it's all repeat for those first 3 days, and that'll help them going into the hitting part of it. When they start getting physically tired and beat up a little bit, they don't have to quite think as much as they can go out and play.
What has Michael been working on specifically these first 2 days?
Well, really, the quarterbacks are getting back into rhythm. That's the primary thing that they do, get their timing down. Even though some of these receivers aren't going to be the ones they throw to in the regular season. And then, again, just refreshing the plays. Get it where you know where everybody's at, and then you can slow down the protections and go through all of those and make sure you've got all the blitzes. You saw us do the blitz period, and we just back up and slow it down and talk through it. And I think that allows them to come into camp loosened up and ready to go.